Science cannot even conceive of omniscience. Science can compartmentalize, dissect reality, and then give you, this is biology, this is physics, this is chemistry. And then people will go and specialize each subject separately. The person who knows about chemistry doesn't know about biology. But then omniscience is knowing everything. That cannot be done through the mind. Ramalingam says that it is marul knowledge. Marul means limited understanding. It is ignorance. But what can give us or delimit us is arul, which is divine intelligence. It is the intelligence of the soul, and this is, it is already within us. But we are not looking inside. We are looking all the time outside. People don't meditate because it's boring. But once you know how to meditate properly, you would want to stay in that sphere forever, because it will be complete bliss. It is not just running away from society. Running away from responsibilities to make money. You will be able to make more money, even be able to do your nose job, which you will not be able to do through your regular jobs. You cannot be able to buy a Mercedes-Benz by a regular job. And if you want to do all these things, you have to do something different. You have to bring in an intelligence which is a lot more powerful than your mind intelligence, your rationalistic intelligence, because your rationalistic intelligence is going to say, no, I cannot, I'm a secretary, whatever you are, and I cannot make this kind of money. Who said that you are a secretary? You are God. Accept that. Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. Aham is the total sum of consciousness. It starts with the letters A and ends with the letter Ha. And that is the range of consciousness based on the phonemes, the bubbles. So when you have mastered intelligence, then you can call yourself Aham Brahmasmi, I am God. So this is true for everyone. This is called Atmavidya. Atmavidya means soul knowledge or soul wisdom. You have to go and acquire this soul wisdom. Where you have to go? You have to go to the Guru. The Guru's wisdom is something that can guarantee you everything. Not trigonometry, not physics. Not chemistry. They will give you a job. Will they give you total intelligence? Will they give you wisdom? No. They are needed to lead a limited life. How long can we do that? We cannot do that forever. That's why I said, I am totally, totally committed to this process. I don't care what you elect to do, but I have decided what I need to do. So that's why I said, this is a very important day for me. Because this is the day I take total responsibility to control the consciousness of the world. So whatever happens to me must happen in the world, because I am non-different from the world or the universe, because I am bigger than the universe. So why can't I do it? Why am I just lamenting that others are not doing it? I have to do my job. And this realization came to me through this profound experience of me walking through these 4,000 acres trying to find me a place where I had a place already secured. And I had this peacock. The peacock means Om. Om is God. Now I brought Evan Alexander on my show, the guy who wrote There is Proof of Heaven. And I had a private conversation with him before I brought him on the show. And he said that when he went to heaven, there was only one thing. He saw God, and I said, what was God? He said, Om. This is what Patanjali says, that Om is God. Many centuries, thousands of years ago. And this man who had no understanding of Hinduism or Buddhism, because both of them use the word Om, sound Om, was able to know that Om is everything. Om is God. So we are all going to go into the golden age. Please, just put it in your mind. Just don't become negative. The mind is negative. The mind will always become negative. It will always put the blame on someone else. Don't go by the mind. Just go by your soul.